Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. For those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left, who has a few well-chosen words regarding how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated by the chairman, this is the time and place for the public hearings as set forth on the Planning and Zoning Commission's agenda. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998 and recently amended. The commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows this evening. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence that's been received by the office. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that support the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. Be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents. There will be no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants, though. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first